Welcome back to Rosie on the House and our Farm Fresh Hour with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau. I'm Patty Emmerich of Duncan Family Farms talking strawberries.
Yeah, and on Mortimer Farms, they do their berry bash during the summer, so it's July through September.
Which makes sense because they're up north. Thank you for that piece of information, Gary.
According to the Corporate Extension Office publication, in areas above 3,000 feet, a spring planting is ideal between March 15th and May 15th, below which Mortimer's is.
Yes.
So then below 3,000 feet, fall planting is between September 15th and November 15th. And this isn't a plant they say you really want to try from seed. Just go get the starter plants from the nursery, a couple bucks a piece, I would imagine, at most. And strawberries, they have what they produce as runners, where the stems will grow back down into the soil, create a new one, and the crop will, you know, one plant could then become three, four, five, and so on and so forth. And you've got to manage that and thin it. If you can let it go, but then your strawberries will be smaller. If you manage that growth, you can get bigger strawberries. And then what you can do with that plant material is compost it. And Duncan Family Farms has a very unique composting program.
We do. So we talked a little bit about that at the front of the show. And so we currently partner up with local municipalities. We partner up with dairies. We partner up with golf courses. And even individuals can bring their green waste into our facility out in the West Valley and drop it off. There is a nominal fee for that. It's much cheaper than going into the local landfill. But what we're doing is we're diverting with our composting operation in Goodyear anywhere from about 7,500 to 8,000 tons annually of green waste out of our landfills going in to grow organic vegetables. So it's a pretty cool program.
Yeah, and we'll have that address listed on our archive page for, and as well as our strawberry resource page. And is there any limitation? I know that the city of Phoenix and their landfills and their recycling, they do accept a lot of green waste material. The problem plant still to this day is palm fronds.
Yeah, that is a challenge. We do have a chipper out there that basically grinds everything up, but the palm fronds is something that I don't think they're taking, and I don't know if they're taking oleanders. That's something I would have to double check on as well, but don't quote me on that. I'd have to find that out. So,
which is likely. Those are our problem plants for composting. But any of your native mesquites, poplars, ironwoods, any of the elms, whatever your green garden waste is. Lawn clippings,
absolutely. Yep.
Fill up the bed of your truck and go dump it off.
That's right.
And you can contribute to Arizona agriculture by doing it.
And to become a Farm Bureau member?
It's $59 a month, and you can go online, a year. $59 if you're a non-Aggie. Agriculture members have to pay more, but you can literally go online and pay for that membership.
And it also comes with a number of different coupons. That
yes.
Sanderson Ford, you can get, I think it's an additional $500 off if you're a Farm Bureau member of purchases.
We have over 200 member benefits, and a lot of those are local. So you'd want to go to our website, click the link called Benefits, and you'll see the whole list. Some of them are statewide, and then some of them are specific to the county that you live in.
So, azfb.org, and you can also go to fillyourplate.org. Now comes the moment of truth. This is where we get graded on how we did this hour.
Oh, okay.
We got Farm Bureau President Stephanie Smallhouse on the line to wrap up our Farm Fresh Hour.
So, Stephanie, was it an A or a B?
Good morning, everybody. It's been a great show this morning, like always, Romy. Hello, Julie and Patty.
Hello.
Always good information, and I love strawberries, so it's a good thing to know about. But you guys have been talking about membership, which is great, and talked a little bit about the drought contingency plan. But I just kind of wanted to throw something out there to all your listeners that, you know, really, if you want to be a part of keeping Arizona food and fiber sustainable, being a part of Arizona Farm Bureau is a great way to do it. You know that we bring our organic farmers here on the radio. We bring our traditional, small, large. We represent everybody. And we're trying to keep food inexpensive. We're trying to keep it abundant and sustainable. And we just got a farm bill passed. That's coming. We're working on trade. And the drought contingency plan was a big deal for Arizona's farmers. And by working on these things and being successful, we are ensuring that inexpensive, abundant, and affordable, sustainable food for Arizonans. So please become a member and check us out on the web.
And you mentioned all the different types of farms, big, small, organic, GMO. It takes a combination of all of those to be successful. There's
really
no one good solution for farming. It takes all different kinds.
And we have some of our farmers, because they're so good at farming, ranchers that are so good at ranching, they do both. They'll do both organic and conventional. It's a method of farming. There's some particular practices, and I believe Duncan Family Farms is USDA certified organic.
We are. Yeah? We are USDA certified, and we've grown conventional in the past, and we echo that sentiment that it's going to take everything. It's going to take small, large, medium. It's going to take conventional, organic, you name it. We need all of it to feed our increasing population. So we were talking earlier about the state of Arizona. And just, you know, throwing a hand out to all of our ag members out there that our state is diverse. We've got a lot growing here. So the more we can consume local, the better.
Julie, Patty, thank you. Steph, thanks for wrapping up the hour for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.